I was given a free ticket to La Boheme for a dress rehearsal, and I found myself in the balcony. This was in Chicago. And I was surrounded by busloads of high school kids. And I thought, this is going to be a horrible, frustrating afternoon of kids making trouble and teachers shushing them, and I won't hear a thing. But then when the music started, from the very first note, those kids were rapt. This is actually a very entertaining opera, right?
Yes, it's true. You know, it's also my first opera that I saw for the first time. I think Boheme recount about life, about us, everyone.
I think people who've never seen it before might be surprised how much comedy there is in it. It's really funny up until it's not.
Yes, because I think for Maestro Puccini, some of key words for this opera are poetry, elegance, and irony too.
When you're learning a role, what's the first thing you have to do?
I think it's important to understand the character first, and then to rehearse a lot just to find the right sounds.
And that's just working in the practice room?
This is the first step.
Yeah. Do you find that one character elicits different kinds of sounds than another character?
Yes, absolutely,
really?
Yes. When I'm singing Butterfly, I am a different character. I sing in a different way. The phrase is different, you know, because I'm a different person.
She's a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Right, and Mimi is more worldly.
Mimi, what is very important and nice in this kind of job is we never stop to discover stuff, things, new things. Thanks of a new conductor, thanks of a new stage director,
right.
Thanks of a new colleagues. And for example, I have an idea of this role of Mimi. She's very simple person, but in the same time, she's intense.
Yeah.
She's always looking for poetry, for dreams, flowers, for life, you know, in some
and
some
she's
way.
Doing that living in a world in Paris,
yes,
under extreme poverty,
yeah,
so it's like an escape,
yeah,
but she's a very creative and
she's very creative.
Smart person,
yes, absolutely,
yeah. So going back to preparing a character,
yeah.
The first thing you do is find the sounds of that character,
yeah. I think for me the first thing is to understand what I am singing, who I am. For Boheme, I read the Henri Murger novel. Chant de la vie de la Boheme. And
that's the story on which the opera is based, right?
Yeah. And then after that, I normally read the libretto.
Uh-huh.
In this moment, I have just an idea of the opera. After that, I open the score, and I'll try to understand the life inside of the line.
already you're dealing with three different ideas of a character in a way. You have the original novel, and then you have the librettist, and then you have Puccini's idea of the character.
Yes, because it's not necessarily the same. The most important moment is when I am on the stage. Because when I am in a room, it's completely different, you know, without life. Mm-hmm. But when I'm singing a role on the stage with the other colleagues, everything starts to live. I love this production because we are looking for sincerity. Mm. And for me, I was thinking about a friend of mine who lost his wife.
Oh.
And just a few days ago when we rehearsed the fourth act, I was thinking about him and this woman, because this woman was dying. But in the same time, she was very strong, like Mimi. In the last act, Rodolfo is not so strong. Mimi is very strong.
Stories that people can't relate to, they're harder to pull off in the theater. Mm-hmm. But every theme in this opera is something that people, even though it's 100 years old, you know, cause the same kind of heartache and the worry and the pressure, you know, making ends meet and avoiding the landlord because you don't have the rent, or somebody who you love who is very sick. These are all things that we deal with in our real lives. So you really do have something to share and show with people that is very visceral.
Mm-hmm. In a certain sense, Puccini represents our life. I think that's why people like so much Bohème, also the kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, and there's just not a loser moment musically either.
I mean,
it's a very tight score. Yeah. The action and the story and the musical interplay with all of that just goes so fast.
Yes, also the second act, that it's very sparkling, you know?
Yeah. You said you really like this production.
Yeah. Because I have nice colleagues, young, full of energy, good looking, and that makes me very happy, and it's easier to work with colleagues like that. And you know, they have also such a good Italian.
Oh.
They're great.
Yeah. Molto bene.
Molto bene, sì.
Grazie.